Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tampa police say they're investigating a fatal shooting in Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park on Saturday night. Police say nearly 100 people showed up to the park after 9:30 in the evening, causing a disturbance and fighting. Detectives believe the suspect and victim were part of this crowd. Police are asking the public for information. Guests flocked to a theme park shopping district. A casino fired up its slot machines, and businesses prepared for serving customers in Florida yesterday. It comes months after the coronavirus pandemic forced life to a halt over health safety concerns. During this flurry of activity, signs were everywhere that life had changed and that people were clamoring to return to some semblance of normal. This is even though new cases of coronavirus and hospitalizations in Florida are increasing. According to state health statistics, there have been more than 45,500 confirmed cases in the state and at least 1,970 deaths. Governor Ron DeSantis announced a full phase one reopening of the economy, which includes gyms, starting today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there might never be a vaccine for COVID-19 despite the huge global effort to develop one. Here's more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The government is giving an additional $102 million to researchers working on separate vaccine trials at Oxford University and Imperial College London. However, despite these efforts, Johnson wrote in an article in the Mail on Sunday newspaper that, quote, a vaccine might not come to fruition. The UK Business Secretary, Alok Sharma, echoed those sentiments in the country's daily virus briefing.
In spite of the tireless efforts of our scientists, it is possible that we may never find a successful coronavirus vaccine.
Johnson and Sharma also said that the government is supporting research into drug treatments to help people recover quickly from the virus and looking at new ways to keep the virus at bay, such as testing people who have symptoms and tracing their contacts. Karen Chamas, London.
An Israeli district court has convicted a Jewish extremist of murder in a 2015 arson attack that killed a Palestinian toddler and his parents. The court ruled that the extremist, a Jewish settler, hurled firebombs into a West Bank home in July of 2015, killing an 18-month-old Palestinian baby and his parents while they slept. The case sent shockwaves through Israel and helped fuel months of Israeli-Palestinian violence. A 5-year-old boy and a woman drowned in the backyard pool of former Tampa Bay Rays player Carl Crawford's home in Houston. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Houston police were called to the home that property records list as belonging to Crawford around 2:40 Saturday afternoon for a reported drowning, according to the Houston Chronicle. Police spokeswoman Jody Silva told the paper the boy was swimming in the pool when he began to have trouble breathing and the woman jumped in to save him. Both were unresponsive when police arrived and later declared dead at the hospital. Crawford, a Houston native, was a 4-time All-Star outfielder who last played in the major leagues in 2016 with the Dodgers. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical storm Arthur is crawling closer to the North Carolina coast amid threats of some minor flooding and rough seas as the system moves off the southeast seaboard. Arthur formed Saturday off Florida, marking the 6th straight year a named storm has developed before the official June 1st start of the hurricane season in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center issued a tropical storm warning for North Carolina's Outer Banks yesterday. At 2 this morning, the storm center was located about 185 miles south-southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Arthur had top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour as it moved toward the north-northeast. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Today, it'll be windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, it'll be breezy with thunderstorms likely this evening. There's a chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight. Lows will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.